T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Live Day is back. That's right. On Tuesday, November 10th. Our show and the men's room will be doing everything live. Oh, yeah.
Everything, buddy.
This could be an interesting one because, well, in 2020, everything has gone well so far. So
oh, yeah.
I feel like we'll continue with the theme of things going well.
Yeah, what else could possibly go wrong in 2020?
Shabir, this is going to be a fun one, man. It's kind of like with our sixth live day.
Yeah.
And we're going back to our roots. And the roots back in studio.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Because of obviously COVID and everything, we've got to stay right where we are.
Right. We're not going to treat it like we're the third baseman for the Dodgers. We're going to be very careful.
We're not going to just turn
all the people around us.
We're not going to turn her it up.
And we're going to have like the artists and musicians that are going to be performing in the morning. They're going to be in their own studios, at like home studios and different places.
Yeah.
It's going to be a technological nightmare.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait because it's going to be fun.
Yeah. And you can listen to Live Day on The Rock. Stream it live at KISW.com and also on Facebook Live. We're going to be. That's fun. Wanted to thank the advocates. Live Day presented by them. You want more information about the November 10th show? It's Tuesday, the 10th of Nov. Visit KISW.com. Get all the details about Live Day.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Oh.
Beat Mix. You're a loser.
It is time
to beat. It's Wednesday, so maybe Steve will get whacked.
Whack it.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
But if it was like yesterday, probably not, because, well, Steve did really well.
All right, fine.
Yeah, in fact,
I crushed it yesterday.
You did crush it.
Today's a new day.
It is. That is true.
Whack
it is
it.
A new day, and we got a new contestant. We've got Dan in Seattle. Dan, are you there?
Good morning, BJ.
Whoa.
Good morning, Dan.
He's like,
good
Bob was
morning,
there.
BJ.
Oh, Bobby.
Yeah, look
good
at
morning,
that.
BJ.
Oh,
hey, can you do the deep version as well there?
Can you do the sexy Bob Rivers?
The deep version?
Yeah.
Here, we'll let you hear
here,
it.
Hear
it, and then maybe you can do it.
Good morning, BJ.
There you go.
Good morning, BJ.
There we
ooh,
go.
Little extra creepy on that one.
Yeah.
I was going to say a little more sexy.
Halloween, boys. It's getting close to Halloween.
Yeah. All right.
Are you going to be a sexy Bob Rivers for Halloween?
Oh, who is it?
It sure sounds like it.
Who is it?
Oh, jeez. All right, Steve. Get out of here.
Ew. For those playing at home, Dan, not Bob, will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Dan, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. What word with a month in it is used as the international radio distress call?
SOS.
No.
Pass.
Who played Dutch in the 87 movie Predator?
Ooh. Sylvester Stallone.
No.
Pass.
Ham is taken from what part of the pig?
The leg.
Yes. What year of the early 40s was Martha Stewart born?
42, 43, 44.
No, no, no. Oh. Which president is on the dime?
Lincoln.
No.
Washington.
No.
Jackson.
No. Oh. Typically, how many inches is the diameter of a basketball hoop?
17.
No.
14.
No.
13.
No. What Florida city hosts the annual Gator Bowl?
Florida?
What Florida city hosts the annual Gator Bowl?
Tampa?
No.
Miami?
No.
Pass.
What was the name of the wealthy old man in A Christmas Carol?
Say it again.
What was the name of the wealthy old man in A Christmas Carol?
Scrooge McDuck.
If you wouldn't have said McDuck, you would have gotten it. But no, Dan, you get one correct.
I got a big donut, didn't I?
No, you got one.
No, you got one.
You got one. You got the ham.
Yeah, there we go.
Hands down, the worst I've ever played. When Steve wins, can he play the I'm the best?
I think he will have to.
Yeah. Yeah, Dan did not do well.
No, he didn't.
Even to the point where he actually had the answer and then screwed up his own answer.
Yeah, he managed to let that one roll through his legs there.
Yeah, he sure did.
Wow. Well, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What word with a month in it is used as the international radio distress call? Mayday.
Mayday. Yes. Good job, buddy.
Who played Dutch in the 87 movie Predator?
Carl Weathers.
No.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes. Ham is taken from what part of the pig?
Its ass.
No.
Oh. Leg?
Yes. What year of the early 40s was Martha Stewart born?
1940.
No.
1941?
Yes. Nice. Which president is on the dime?
Ooh.
Ah.
Roosevelt.
More specific.
Franklin.
Yes.
Nice.
Typically,
job.
How many inches is the diameter of a basketball hoop?
18.
Yes.
Inches.
Whoa. What Florida city hosts the annual Gator Bowl?
Miami.
No.
Fort Lauderdale.
No.
Orlando.
No. Oh. What was the name of the wealthy...
St. Petersburg?
No. Oh. What was the name of the wealthy old man in A Christmas Carol?
Scrooge.
Yes. Finish the title of the Elton John song, Benny and the what?
Benny and the Jet.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win. 8-2-1.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry, Danny. But then again, you knew this was going to happen.
Now, wait.
It was rough. I knew I was going down. Steve, good game. Can you please play the I'm the best?
You know what? For you,
anything.
I'm the best.
Nice.
There it goes, Dan.
I'm the best.
A quality performance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got whacked hard.
Yeah, he did.
Whacked
hard. The only one you didn't get correct was the Florida city that hosts the annual Gator Bowl. BJ, you lived in Florida at one point. Do you know this one?
Yes, I do know this one, and I do believe it is Jacksonville.
And you are correct.
That was my I should know this because I actually lived in Jacksonville, and it was like, if I didn't know the answer.
I didn't even realize you lived in Jacksonville.
I didn't know the answer to this one. And it's because the Gators do play in Gainesville, but they have the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville, which is...
That's weird.
Yeah, but I mean, it's probably because of alligators, not so much the Gators football team.
I have no idea. I didn't research that hard into it.
Yeah, well, that's what I always wondered living in Jacksonville. Like, oh, this is interesting because the Gators are in Gainesville, but okay, fine.
Aren't there just alligators everywhere?
Yeah, well, there is that.
Well, congratulations, Steve. You won and you whacked your opponent.
That's what it's all about.
Whack it.
Good job, Steve.
A few people were texting in saying how excited they are about Live Day, but somebody brought up a very good question.
Yes.
They were wondering if the Rev is going to try and defend his title of being the best at karaoke.
Oh, wow. How can we pull that off?
Oh, I think we got to try. I mean, it's Live Day. We got to give it a whirl. We can't let Rev stay champion. I mean, is 2020. He won it last year in the karaoke challenge between all of us. And this year we were talking about it. And I was thinking, sadly, we lost Eddie Van Halen this year.
Oh, right.
So why don't we do a Van Halen karaoke challenge?
Okay, seems good to me.
But then the question is, do you have BJ, are you in? Because last year you did Devo.
Yes, I did.
And if you're in, what Van Halen song would you do?
Wow, that is a really good question. Oh man, I think, well,
I don't know. I think I should jump on Jump before somebody else does.
That was the first one I thought. I was like, if any of the songs that I feel like we could give to BJ and it won't be as like...
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like, I feel like that's in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, that one. And I played that so much as a DJ. You know, when I was DJing weddings, we played that all the time.
Really?
So really, that Van Halen song is the one that means a lot to me just for that reason. There's a lot of great Van Halen music, but that was the one I played over and over while I was DJing back in my
20s. It's just a verse and a chorus. That's how we did it last year.
Hey, you, what's that? I don't know. Okay.
Who said that?
Yeah.
Part of me was thinking about the one that reached down between your legs, Panama.
Oh,
that's a good one, too. Kind of creepy.
Yeah.
man, I almost want to do Right Now.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you know what? Buck the System.
Right Now.
That seems right. You're the younger. You'll be sort of like, you know, I'll do the old school Van Halen. You do the newer school Van Halen.
Oh, man.
Who's going to do Gary Cherone?
Oh, that's the no school Van Halen.
Nobody. Yeah. But I feel like unless Rev wants Right Now, I'll give it. Because Rev's the defending champion.
Yeah. Well, no, you know what? I'm going to let everybody else pick their song. And then I will go with whatever leftovers there are.
Now, last year, Danny was not in the challenge. But I feel like this year we got to throw Danny in.
Hooray! I think I will do probably, I don't know, either Running with the Devil or Hot for Teacher has to be for me.
Oh, I like Hot for Teacher if I can make a request.
Okay, I'll do Running with the Devil. Oh, you're saying for me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry that you were saying you were wanting to request.
No, I've already said I was like, wow, what a douche thing.
I already said I was doing Jump, but I said I like Hot for Teacher, so I do it. But I can see why
you're going to do Hot for Teacher.
I'll do Hot for Teacher.
Okay. And then...
I like Hot for Teacher.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
All right, Vicky.
I realize I only know the choruses to all these songs.
Dude, all we do is the verse and a chorus.
I know.
Not like you have to do too much.
I think I'll do Running with the Devil then.
Oh, you can do Running with the Devil.
All right.
Because I feel like I know that one the best.
Part of me wants to do Justin Jiggle. Oh, no, that was just David Lee Roth.
Yeah.
I can't do that. Yeah. We're paying tribute to Eddie Van Halen, and I don't even do a Van Halen song.
That would be funny. Do California Girls then instead.
Oh, no. All right.
All right, Rev. So it's between either You Really Got Me or Panama.
Ooh.
Well, one's a cover and one's an original, right?
That is true.
Is it?
Yeah, you really got me going. Song.
All right, then I guess I'll learn Panama.
All right, there we go.
Doesn't seem too hard. I can put a little oomph into it.
All right, so now here we go. So it's going to be a Van Halen edition of the Karaoke Challenge at Live Day.
Okay.
Which is, what, November 10th?
Yeah, I'm going to suck
excited.
At this.
Well, yeah, that's the fun of it.
I mean, because I don't know the timing of Jump. I mean,
you didn't know the timing of Whip It. It's going to be great.
And you practiced that one.
I did practice that
you
one.
You practiced that one so hard.
And I totally lost the timing of it. I suck so bad at that. All right, so we got BJ. You're going to be doing Jump. And it's going to be acoustic style. So that's going to be even more
that is
special.
So hard. I don't know. How am I going to know, hey, you, hey, that? I mean, because we don't have a thing, right? I'm gonna be. See, I'm now in panic.
You just scat it.
Panicking.
Panicking.
Yeah.
I'm doing Right Now. Am I the only one doing a Van Hagar?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I'm extra into this. Well, now I want to do Come On Baby, Finish What You Start. Come on.
Oh,
baby,
that's a good song too.
Oh, that's a great one.
Rev, you're doing Panama.
Yep.
Danny, Hot for Teacher.
Yeah.
Acoustic.
That's gonna be so. Oh man,
these are gonna be things, definitely.
And Vicky Running with the Devil.
Yes.
All right.
And the best part is that the musicians are gonna be in a different studio, so there could be a slight delay, which will make this even more of a cluster.
Oh, mine is gonna be the worst. I know it because it's he just yells like at different parts. I don't even know if he's on beat or anything. Hey, you. What's that? I don't know. Are you on? I don't know where.
You don't have to do that part. You can go, I get up.
Oh, I forgot about that part.
You got to practice, man.
Oh, I'm not going to practice it because, well, look what happened when I practiced last time. I'm just going to go into a cold.
Yeah, that's a lie. You overthink everything. There's no way you're going into that cold.
I have no. I saw what happened last time. I practiced like a Mo, and it didn't work.
Who's this Mo, and why does he practice so much?
Because Mo knows his brother Fo, and let me tell you right now.
I was going to say maybe you should practice a little more like Curly.
Yeah. Oh, nice one.
Yeah, Three Stooges joke.
If you told me to do the Curly Shuffle, 2020,
what else
down.
Could go wrong? Rev does Three Stooges jokes.
Of course.
Modern day. It's gonna
that's
be great.
Right. I know. At least you could do the modern day Three Stooges and do Trailer Park Boys or something, but all right, fine.
Mm.
All right, well, there you go. Live Day is set as far as our karaoke challenge. We're doing Van Halen.
Yes, we are.
Good. By the way, the texter, good call.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's a question. You know, 2020 is weird, so how is it that getting into fights, doing chores, and watching sad movies will actually make you happy? I'll tell you why. It's 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Group of scientists.
Steve's already done.
Out.
He's out.
Well, there are a group of scientists that have come up with a list of things that you wouldn't guess would make you happy, but they do.
Science!
And, you know, this is very interesting. The thing on the list here is, and Steve, this may explain our lives in the Northeast, but I totally get this. I sometimes get really frustrated with my wife because I really wish she would just engage me on this level, but she doesn't like to.
Ooh.
And as she does, and it turns out this is a thing that scientists say puts you in a good mood.
Okay, engage with you on this level. I'm trying to think. Oh, man.
Complaining
about coupons.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Okay. Well, and a lot of Pacific Northwesterners don't like this either because it's very confrontational.
Oh, yeah.
And
umbrellas.
What's that?
Umbrellas?
Yeah, that's it. Good job, buddy.
I was going to say arguing.
That's the one. Getting into fights.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Get me out if you're going to do that.
That's it. But, you know, this is the thing that you talk about the entire Pacific Northwest culture, because that's the one thing I noticed coming from Massachusetts, where it's the exact opposite. This one scientist says, as far as your brain is concerned, fighting is just as awesome as sex.
Wow. So that means when we're arguing, we're like boning?
Wow, you and BJ bone all the time.
Yeah.
Especially around 6:50 and 8:50 every morning.
Well, here's the thing. Aggressive behavior, they say, triggers the release of dopamine, which, of course, does also happen when you're having a good time with somebody. So the dopamine release, those both ways, really do well to put you in a good mood. And I know what that means. Mm-hmm. I know that when I have a good argument with somebody, especially somebody close to me, I am actually in a better mood. You know, as long as it hasn't been so destructive that feelings are hurt. But just
That's a good point. Because I think, you can argue with somebody. And I view more as like a debate when, like, you're not taking shots at each other. You're not insulting each other. You're just one person feels very strongly about one thing and the other feels strongly about the other. But there's still a respect in there.
Yeah.
Then I could see that being a dopamine release. Like, that was fun. That was exhilarating. You put me, I was on my toes for this situation. But the minute you start, like, you know, saying hurtful things, then I don't necessarily feel like that's, like, after all is said and done, then I just feel like the worst person in the world.
So it's the aggressive behavior, and I guess arguing isn't the only way to be aggressive, but a lot of times we try to tell people not to be aggressive, and how about where, if that's true, that aggressive behavior releases the dopamine, we're kind of defeating nature's way of putting us in a good mood.
Hmm.
So, all right, get into more fights, people. Just don't hurt anybody. All right.
Just don't hurt nobody.
Yeah. Doing chores. Doing chores
really,
puts you in a good
happy?
Mood.
Finishing chores, then I'm in a good mood because I'm done doing the chores.
I feel like the chores for me, it's not so much the actual cleaning, like cleaning the toilets or the dishes. It's the organization, like putting things away, putting labels on everything. I love containers, putting everything in containers.
Oh,
making
man,
it
you
all
and my
like,
wife should be hanging out right now.
Right?
She's just obsessed with containers. Everything's in a container. I'm putting a container at the end of the night. It's very weird.
Well, you should be. I mean, I didn't know the container store had one big enough for you, but they got everything there. So,
It's contagious because now I'm like, you know, I just saw this cool thing at Target or I could organize my hockey stuff and this, that. And she's like, yes.
That is foreplay right there.
Yeah. It's so weird, though. Like, I never even thought about it. But when you see it, I'm like, I get it. Like, all of our drawers and a lot of our stuff in our pantry is done with containers, and it does feel better.
See that?
No, I can't wait to get home.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to organize the crap out of everything.
They talked to over 30,000 people, and it's like the more housework they did, the happier they became. And now, you know, it's really interesting. I didn't realize this one, but you know how people just love doing their lawns? It's a guy thing to do?
I did it yesterday.
You, really? You didn't have a lawn to mow before.
No, I had finally do now. I got my lawnmower and I set it up.
How'd you feel?
I mean, there was a few moments where my wife was laughing as she's watching me in the backyard. She's like, I could tell something was going wrong because at one point you just had your arms in the air and you were flailing. And she said she was laughing. She was glad I didn't look over. Like, I wasn't mad. I was just annoyed because the grass was kind of wet. So every once in a while, it would just kind of like slow things down. I'm like, stupid grass. I should have done it sooner.
Yeah, you really. Yeah, mowing white grass is tough.
Yeah. But yeah, once I got it done, it felt good to look out there and not have, you know, like some super high grass. And then I had to go run to Lowe's because I realized I didn't have a rake to... to like clean it all up.
So you're doing chores, running the Lowe's?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But when it was done, it felt good. Last night I looked out and I'm like, the lawn is mowed.
Got to drop some science on you on this one. Turns out. And I didn't know this. I did not know this at all. When green grass is cut, it releases a certain chemical that blocks stress receptors in your brain. So the act of trimming your front yard can actually calm you down.
Well, I love the smell of fresh-cut grass.
I did, too.
They make candles for it, and I love going to a baseball game because sometimes you smell that grass.
So that made...
Like when they have a grass on the field, not turf.
Yeah, and that actually chills you out. It's no wonder people like going to the ball game because of that. And I wouldn't be surprised if that, again, if it's not artificial turf. How awesome is that, that like the entire stadium is chilling everybody the F out?
If they have artificial turf, they should pipe in fake grass scent.
I think it's a good idea.
Like 4DX?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, just blast it. Just a bunch of, just
go to Yankee Candle and get a bunch of that fresh-cut grass candles.
I think it's a great idea. So how about this, man? Things like cutting the lawn, doing chores, you know, getting into fights. These are all actually things that will make you happy.
Now, it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
And it's according to science, damn it. So, based on this list that the scientists say will surprisingly make you happier, and there's a couple more on here as well, what odd thing that you do makes you happy? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What is that odd thing that you do that makes you happy? Your calls, your texts, after Sublime on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. We got a list of things that scientists say will surprisingly make you happier, like getting into fights, doing chores, things like, you know, cutting the grass and stuff like that. Something in the grass, the chemical gets released, making you chilled. So these are things you're going to be like, wow, that makes me happy. How about you? What odd thing do you do that makes you happy? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Paul in Bremerton, you are on The Rock.
Greetings, fellow H-holes.
Good morning, Paul. Welcome to the show. What you got for us, buddy?
Well, I'm a mechanic. I'm 48 years old, and I really love is when customers leave my dealership or I see them on the road and they give me a thumbs up or a high five, and I put a big smile on their face, and mine is going to work and making customers happy.
Wow. Yeah. So you are a worker that wants to make people happy. That's so unusual.
Absolutely. You know, they're the foundation. You know, they're the ones that are making that are paying me to do my job. So it makes me happy that I'm doing a good job for them.
Well, there's nothing better than driving a car that's like been fixed. You know, you know what I mean? And it works.
Not better than driving a car that's not fixed. Well, yeah, it's scary.
You know how many times, I don't know how many times it's happened to you, but you know, you go to a mechanic, you get the car done, then you bring it, still doesn't work.
The problem's still there. Yeah. You know,
yeah. And
I'm the one that's not going to try to upsell something that they don't need, you know. If you don't need new tires, I'm not going to try to push that on you.
Yeah.
If you don't need them, you don't need them. If you don't need brakes, you don't need them.
There's a particular place, I won't mention them, but they're a national chain, and man, oh man. First of all, I don't trust them to know anything about cars. You know, I go there for a particular situation, and yeah.
That's why you don't know the one you're talking about.
Yeah. You go to Lovers, you're going there just to get product, not
I don't
car.
Need my. Yeah, I don't need to be upselled. Yeah. You know, all of a sudden they want to sell me snow tires at Lovers and things of that nature, and a whole new hydraulic system. I'm like, my hydraulic system's fine, Lovers.
It's a different hydraulic system.
Yeah.
But that's a sign that he must be a very good mechanic because, I mean, you know, when you find that good mechanic, it does, like, you just do not want to let go of that person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just like, and if you see them on the streets, of course you're going to wave at them. Like, you're the guy that doesn't take advantage of me.
That's a sad thing.
I know nothing about cars, so I got to trust that my mechanic, like, that's just, you got to trust them.
It's been
gosh, Steve, it's been about 20 years, but I still miss the mechanics I had in Rochester, New York. Those guys were so good. We could go to them anytime for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't, you know, to this day, I haven't found anybody. I mean, I and I should say this, the mechanic that I have now that I go to all the time, of course, is the dealer where I got my Hyundai, but they're in Everett. And, you know, depending on traffic, you're going, what a pain in the neck to have to go from, you know, Seattle to Everett. It's not always the best.
It gives you a reason to go to the Funko store and like, you have some fun while you're there. Make a day out of it.
Yeah, I guess.
No?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like you're really into that.
Not really. I mean, no, I love the Funko store, but I'm just, I'd rather just go to the Funko store and have my car, like, ready to go. But sometimes it's got to be overnight, 2 days.
One person says, for me, it's cutting down trees. I'm not a logger, but I get why they love it so much. Once that tree hits the ground, you feel so manly. From Shane and Chehalis.
Whoa.
Oh, I bet you do.
Somebody else said, what makes me happy? Coming home to a loaded bowl and a bottle of Apple Crown Royal. It makes my day after work so much better. From Eric and Young.
Oh, Eric's getting
sounds
after
like,
it.
Yeah, sounds like a party.
Yeah, I mean, man, he's going both ways with that party.
Speaking of loaded bowls, someone says, I grow marijuana. I've done it for the last 35 years. It always makes me happy to tend to them. It's very relaxing.
I wonder if there's like the release of green, like whatever that chemical is within that, too. You know, if he's cutting stuff and whatever, snipping things around, if that also makes him chilled.
Yeah.
It sounds almost like a meditative thing, though, because you're just doing a repeatable thing over and over again. But
well, there's
getting,
that.
Yeah, you're still getting that accomplishment, because that's like with me recently, I've had to remove wallpaper, which sounds terrible.
Sure does.
And it kind of is, but also it's relaxing because it's just the same thing over and over. You're just scraping up all of the adhesive and getting the wallpaper off. But if you get like a big piece and you just slowly rip it off, it's so satisfying.
See, that would, and
I
that,
love it.
I know what you're saying.
It's like up there with people who like to pop pimples. Yeah. Like, what the hell is
it's
that?
It's kind of like that, or like taking off like sunburned skin. Yeah. You just peel off, you get a big piece.
Okay, you lost me with human body stuff. I can understand like a big piece of wallpaper, but I don't want a pimple pop and skin pop. And,
oh, it's so satisfying.
Okay, no, thank you. I'm done. That's making me stressed.
Mine could be bad. Stupid.
Wait, yours can be stupid?
It is.
All right, well, there we go.
Sometimes I just like to sit back and enjoy some sunflower seeds.
Oh.
Well,
I don't eat them like how I think most people can. I don't know how people do it where they eat, like they'll pop it in their mouth and they're able to get the little sunflower seed out and then spit out the shell.
Oh, that's
I don't have that skill set.
That's a baseball player skill
right,
set.
Right, so what I like to do is I take it, I crack it in half with my hands. Like I feel like I'm super powerful, but it's like a little tiny sunflower seed.
Interesting.
I bite it, and then I throw away the seed.
Now, you're sitting out on the porch when you're doing that?
Well, no. I'm sitting in the bathroom.
Oh.
No.
Well, I mean, see, it feels like that's a sitting out on the porch activity.
Well, I mean,
spitting some sunflower seeds, just looking out into the horizon.
No, I'm sitting on the couch watching TV, and I have to have two bowls, though. I have the bowl of the sunflower seeds.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then the other bowl for the pop sunflower seeds.
That's why you got to set out on the porch. You don't have to have a bowl. Just spit them on out.
Who's going to clean that?
You throw it out in the grass, and it helps the grass grow, doesn't it?
Probably.
Maybe if you say it in that weird accent that you're doing.
Well, that's what's so good about sitting out on the porch. I don't know what's out there. I just spit it out on the distance.
Honestly, just any food makes me happy.
I was going to say just eating for
me. Like my wife knows if I'm stressed out, she goes, you want to get takeout? I'm like, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, dude, you might find this because you're now a grass mower because of this thing with the, I mean, you are a grass mower. Yeah, you haven't been doing it for years. You may find yourself getting more chilled than you even thought because of this chemical that gets released from grass.
No, like I told my wife yesterday, she's like, are you excited to mow the lawn? I'm like, yes, today will be the first and last time I'm going to say that, though.
I never got that.
I'm excited to do it just because it's a brand new lawnmower and it's the new house. But once I have to start doing this more often, thankfully the weather's changing and it won't happen until summertime. But
yeah.
I'm not looking forward to doing that.
I know people who love it. I know people who love doing it, though. So
could have been eating sunflower seeds during that time.
Well, maybe you and I don't. Maybe. Oh, dude, you don't have a good nose.
Thanks. That was rude. You know, I don't talk about your personal features.
You can't.
No, I know.
You can't smell anything. So maybe the grass doesn't get up there and do it for you.
So I should snort it.
Maybe you got to snort the grass.
Snort some grass.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, they're saying the scientists who did this story, survey about what makes people happy, even though you wouldn't think it would, is that when you cut green grass, it releases this chemical that blocks stress receptors in your brain. So it actually can calm you down by actually mowing your lawn. But Steve can't smell anything, so I wonder. Because I don't know what my problem is either, because I hate mowing the lawn. And I did it for years as a chore in my house growing up, and I never was calm. I hated it before, during, and after the whole process.
I think for you, it's because it's work.
Yeah.
Well, that's supposed to calm you down. It's supposed to do
chores. You'd rather watch sci-fi than mow your lawn.
That's true.
Yeah, if you had like one of those like robot mowers that you could just yell at and watch do it while you hang out, I think you'd like it a lot more.
Here's a Roomba for the grass.
Yeah, they got those.
Do they really?
Yeah.
They got robot lawnmowers? Mm-hmm. Am I being gullible?
I don't think they do. And if they do, what kind of money are you going to have to drop for a robot?
Ooh, well, there's the inexpensive one is $800. And just get a really cool one for $3,300.
And does it know not to mow the cat and stuff? I mean,
yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Does the cat know to get away from the robot? Well, you know what? Not a very smart cat.
Sounds like a cat problem.
So how about this?
And it's not that big. The cat's not going to get it. It looks like a Roomba.
Yeah.
But it's an intelligent robot lawnmower.
It really is.
iRobot.
Oh, I'd get this in a heartbeat. If this worked, I would totally get this.
Oh, you could set up little wireless things that will tell you where it should stop, so it knows when to stop.
Oh, well, you get those around your yard. Okay.
Look at this thing.
Yeah.
You should totally get this, BJ, for your fake grass.
Yes. Well, that's even better. Why do you think I got the fake grass? But it is by iRobot. It is by the Roomba people.
I think this might be just a giant waste of money.
It is. You know what? You say that about everything in science. It could do this for you.
What does it do with the grass after it mows it? Is it just like mulching it?
Oh, that's good. Well, I know that the Roomba has a little... The iRobot takes all your dust and sucks it up into a big receptacle area. Like, it goes and checks in and lets it get sucked in. So maybe it has that same thing for the grass.
Yeah, they're mulching mowers. They do not collect the grass, but instead cut it into fine little clippings and scatter it to decompose so the nutrients go back into the soil.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah.
Look at that.
That's even better.
And then you can also purchase the robot lawn raker. No.
Okay. Anyway. Hey, listen, congratulations, science.
No, so I definitely saw a robot lawnmower the other day in Monroe. I sat and watched it for a minute. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I would, if I really had a lawn that would grow, my lawn would never grow, which is why I went for the fake grass is even better. We got a new trend right now, guys. I'm officially turning the corner of what the F, because I don't know why people are doing this. This new trend involves people super gluing their teeth. I'll tell you all about this at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I have lots of tickets that I haven't paid. Can those be discharged through a bankruptcy?
Yes, there are some limits on what we can do with tickets. Tickets cannot be discharged in a full bankruptcy. In a Chapter 7 case, that won't help you get your license back. But in Chapter 13 reorganization, tickets are dischargeable. Most types of tickets are dischargeable. So you would have to pay back some of the tickets in a Chapter 13 case, but the vast majority of them could be discharged if you complete the plan. And again, you would get your license back right away when you file the Chapter 13 case, as long as the only reason you don't have your license is because of failure to pay your tickets. But if the Chapter 13 process will help you get your license back and repay a small portion of your tickets in most cases, and get your license reinstated almost immediately.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.